Chapter 1, page 15. 1.12 Keyboard Assistance. There are two modes which offer help with keyboard input. The first is available from the main menu and is called Keyboard Learn. In Keyboard Learn, Keysoft will speak the letter or sign of any dot combination which you press, but no further action will result. The second mode is available when the word processor, calculator, diary or communications terminal is being used. It is called Key Announce Mode and may be entered by pressing space with W. The W stands for What Does This Key Do? In addition to speaking letters and signs, the functions of any key or key combination will be announced. For example, in the word processor, space with dot 2 will say back one word without causing any further action. You can exit either mode by pressing space with E. 1.13 One-Handed Mode. To turn on this mode, hold down dot 1 while switching on the companion and keep holding it down until you hear One-Handed Mode. This mode will stay in force until it is deliberately turned off. To type a character in one-handed mode, you may press the dots at any time and in any order. When you've pressed all the required dots, press space and the character will be entered. To enter the letter J, for example, you might press dot 2 first and then dots 4 and 5 separately or together. After releasing the keys, press space and J will be entered. A command that includes space can be obtained by pressing space both before and after the other keys. For example, to return to the main menu, press and release space, then press and release dots 1 to 6 in any combination or order, and then press and release space again. To return to two-handed mode, hold down dot 4 while switching on the companion and hold it down until Keysoft speaks. 1.14 The Display Screen. If the companion is equipped with a display screen, sighted observers or teachers may use it to view Keysoft's prompts and help messages and the current line of text if you're typing a document. Chapter 1, page 16. A larger section of a document can be viewed by pressing space with V. The display reverts to a single line on the following keystroke. If the screen is not being used, it should be turned off to save power and significantly extend the time the companion can be used on batteries. This is described in section 2.6. 1.15 Remote Synthesizer. The companion can act like a Keynote Gold standalone speech synthesizer. You may then run a screen reader or the desktop version of Keysoft on a desktop PC using the companion as its synthesizer. You'll need a 3-wire null modem cable, which can be obtained from your companion distributor. Use this cable to connect the serial port on the rear of the companion to a serial port on a desktop PC. On the companion, at the Keysoft main menu, press R. Keysoft will say, Remote Synthesizer Ready. There will now appear to be a Keynote standalone synthesizer connected to the serial port of the desktop PC. You'll be able to run a screen reader or Keysoft from the desktop keyboard and the companion will speak. The companion cannot be used for its normal functions while it is acting as a synthesizer. To exit the remote synthesizer mode, press space with E and you'll be returned to the Keysoft main menu. You should plug in the AC adapter if you intend to use the companion as a remote synthesizer for an extended period. 1.16 Switching Off. Before you switch off the companion, it is good practice to return to the main menu first. This ensures that the current document is saved. If you don't do this, the current version of your work would be lost if the batteries all became discharged. That's fairly unlikely, but it's good insurance for the cost of one keystroke. If you have a floppy disk drive, you should consider backing up your work regularly. It's a common thing to do with any computer, and it guards against the unforeseeable happening. You may backup all your working files by using the backup function in the Utilities menu, as described in section 12.2. Chapter 1, page 17. 1.17, Where to Now? By now you should have a basic knowledge of Keysoft and the companion. Please read the next chapter, which concerns practical matters like the batteries, port connectors, and the optional floppy disk drive. After that, the remainder of the manual is all about Keysoft, and you can pick and choose what to read. If you're new to Keysoft, you might want to work through chapters 3 to 5, which introduce the basic word processor functions. You might then want to read chapter 6, which deals with advanced word processing. Alternatively, you may read Chapter 7 on the calculator, Chapter 8 on the diary, Chapter 9 on the address list, or Chapter 10 on communications, depending on your interest and requirements. You might find it tedious to read a manual, but it's full of really good stuff, and it's surprising what sticks in the memory. When people say, "I didn't know you could do that," it usually means they didn't read the book. And remember, please make frequent use of help. It's a valuable source of information, whatever part of Keysoft you're using. End of chapter 1. Chapter 2, page 1. Chapter 2, the companion hardware. This chapter discusses the following items: batteries and power supplies, the carry case, port connectors, the floppy disk drive, and PC cards. 2.1, power supplies. The companion can operate on the AC adapter or from its rechargeable main battery. The amount of use you will get from a fully charged battery varies depending on how much of the time the companion is actually speaking. If you're brailing continuously with no keyboard echo, the battery will last over 25 hours. If, on the other hand, you're editing documents with the companion, speaking at a comfortable volume, the battery will last typically from 9 to 12 hours. When Keysoft is running and the main battery becomes exhausted or is removed, you'll hear the following message: main battery low. Please connect the AC adapter or return to main menu and switch off. If you hear this message, you have two options. You can connect the AC adapter and carry on working indefinitely, or you can save your current work and switch off. To save your work, just return to the main menu. If you've not switched off within 1 minute of the main battery low announcement, the companion will automatically switch off. You'll need to connect the AC adapter before you can use the companion again. The companion has a backup battery consisting of two AA cells. This is a reserve supply to retain the data in memory if the main battery is fully discharged. When the backup batteries are low, Keysoft will say, "Backup battery is low." If you hear this message, you should replace the backup batteries as described in section 2.4 as soon as possible. If both the main battery and backup batteries are discharged, the companion will save any work in progress and switch itself off. Chapter 2, page 2. In normal use, the companion switches itself off automatically after a period of inactivity, but you can extend battery life yourself by switching off manually whenever possible. Remember that you can switch the companion off and on without affecting your work in any way. 2.2, charging the main battery. The main battery will fast charge from flat in about 3 hours and will then switch to trickle charge. You may connect the AC adapter for an unlimited time and use the companion as usual while it is connected. To connect the AC adapter, locate the two sockets on the back of the companion near the right-hand corner. Insert the plug on the AC adapter cable into the upper socket and plug the AC adapter into a wall socket. One short beep indicates that the battery is charging. The beep may be delayed for up to 30 seconds if the main battery has been fully discharged. If no beep is heard after 30 seconds, check that the AC supply is switched on and that the plug is inserted securely into the upper socket on the main battery. When the battery is charging, a 2-second beep warns if the AC supply is interrupted or the adapter is disconnected. The main battery should only be charged in ambient temperatures of 40 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit or 5 to 32 degrees centigrade. If the companion has been exposed to temperatures outside this range, leave it at room temperature for at least half an hour before plugging in the AC adapter. 2.3, main battery maintenance. In order to maintain the long-term life of the main battery, it helps to fully discharge and recharge it at least once every 2 months or so. This is called conditioning the battery. To help you schedule main battery conditioning, the companion will advise battery maintenance due each time you switch on after 60 days has elapsed. If you do not wish to condition the battery now, press Enter to acknowledge the message without taking any further action. Chapter 2, page 3. When you want to condition the battery, you may simply continue with your work until you hear the message "main battery low" and then connect the AC adapter for at least 3 hours to ensure a full recharge. The other way to condition the main battery quickly is to use the condition mode. To do this, switch on and at the battery maintenance due message, press C for condition. The companion cannot be used in this mode, but it'll remain switched on to maximise the battery drain. After some time, depending on the state of charge, the companion will say that the main battery is low and it'll then switch off. You should then connect the AC adapter to recharge the main battery. If you think you may have missed the main battery low message, press space with H. A help message will be spoken if the discharge is still continuing. If no help message is spoken, the discharge has been completed and you should connect the AC adapter to recharge the main battery. You don't need to connect the AC adapter immediately after discharging the main battery, but it should be done within the following 24 hours. If you decide that you want to abandon battery conditioning while it is in progress, press space with E. 2.4 Backup Battery Replacement. To ensure that the backup batteries have enough reserve capacity, we recommend that you replace them every 2 months. This can most conveniently be done just after you've conditioned the main battery. To change the backup batteries, first charge the main batteries by connecting the AC adapter for at least 3 hours. Then ensure that the companion is switched off and take it out of its carry case as described in section 2.7. Close the lid and turn the companion over so the rear edge is towards you. With your thumb on the patch of ridges by the near left-hand corner, slide the battery cover toward you and remove it. Hook out the end of each cell with a fingernail. Replace the backup batteries with two alkaline or lithium AA cells. Nickel-cadmium or nickel-metal hydride batteries are not suitable. Orientate the first battery with its smooth negative end to the right. Drop this into the far right-hand corner of the battery compartment and push the other end into place. Hold the second battery with its smooth end to the left, drop it into the near left-hand corner and slide it into place. Put the battery cover into its recess and slide it away from you until it clicks home, using both thumbs to keep downward pressure on the front and back edges of the cover. Chapter 2, page 4. With the backup batteries replaced, switch on and ensure that no battery low warning messages are spoken. You can now respond to the battery maintenance message by pressing R, which will reset the timer for another 60-day period. The companion's clock will be correct unless the main battery failed while the backup batteries were out, but it wouldn't hurt to check the time and date announcements. 2.5 Long periods without use. The companion continues to draw a small current even when it is switched off. This means that a fully charged main battery will discharge in about 3 weeks, even though the companion may just be sitting on the shelf. If the main battery does go flat, the backup batteries will provide for a further 2 weeks. However, it's most undesirable to run down the backup batteries like this because they are your reserve supply. If you intend to leave the companion switched off for more than a few days, fully charge the main battery beforehand or leave the AC adapter connected if this is convenient. If you do not intend to use the companion for more than 3 weeks, you should save your work by returning to the main menu, then switch off and remove the main battery and backup batteries. When you want to use the companion again, put the batteries back and reset the time and date. 2.6 Power Status. You can check the condition of the batteries and various power saving settings from anywhere in Keysoft by pressing space with O, then B. You will hear 5 messages. Message 1, this will advise that both batteries are okay and that one or both are low. Message 2, the serial port, which is used to connect the companion to a modem or other external device, will be announced as on or off. If the serial port is on, it uses power even if nothing is plugged into it. Chapter 2, page 5. Keysoft switches the serial port on automatically only when it is needed, and if it is able to tell when it is no longer required, it will automatically switch it off again. Details about this are contained in the sections of the manual which describe the use of the serial port. Message 3, Keysoft says, battery maintenance due on and a particular date. You have the same 3 options that you have if the message is announced when switching on. These are to defer any action now, leave the reminder message unchanged and press enter. To condition the main battery, press C. To reset the 60-day timer, if you have conditioned the main battery and replaced the AA cells, press R. Message 4, Keysoft will say time before auto switch off and the current setting in minutes. The companion will switch itself off if no keys are pressed within this time period. To accept the current settings, press Enter, or type a new number from 1 to 30 and press Enter. Values of 1 to 3 minutes are practical. Message 5. If your companion has the optional LCD display fitted, this message advises whether it is turned on or off. It may be turned off to save a significant amount of battery power or for privacy. Press N for on, F for off, and Enter for no change. After these 5 messages, you'll be returned to your original place in KeySoft. 2.7. Removing the carry case. To replace the backup batteries, you must first remove the companion from its carry case as follows. Step 1. Put the companion on your lap, unzip the case, and fold the top part away from you. Step 2. Unscrew the thumb screw on the right front. Chapter 2, page 6. Step 3. Hold the carry case and carefully slide the companion about 0.5 of an inch or 15 millimeters to the right. This moves the companion out from under 2 metal retaining strips at the left-hand end. Step 4. The companion can now be lifted clear. To replace the companion in its carry case, follow these steps. Step 1. Open the Keynote companion to expose the keyboard. Step 2. Open the carry case and place it with the neck strap towards you. Note the metal tray in the bottom of the carry case. This has 2 metal straps on the left end and lips turned up at the front and rear edges. Step 3. Put the left side of the companion onto the right side of the metal tray with the front edges aligned. Step 4. Slide the companion to the left, keeping the front edge up against the front rim of the metal tray until it aligns with the tray and will slide no further. The metal straps will now be hooked over the left-hand end. Step 5. Locate the thumb screw and screw it into the hole on the right front that aligns with the threaded hole in the main companion battery unit. When fully screwed in, the head of this screw will be firmly against the metal wall. The companion is now ready for use in its carry case. 2.8. Removing the main battery. It should not normally be necessary to remove the main battery. The only circumstance in which it is recommended the main battery be removed is when the companion is to be stored for 3 weeks or more without use and without the AC adapter connected. To remove the main battery, first remove the companion from the carry case as described in section 2.7. The main battery is the square block attached to the right-hand end of the companion. To remove it, grasp the battery and pull it to the right. It has a large metal tongue to guide it in and out of the correct position. To replace it, insert the tongue into the slot in the right-hand end of the keyboard unit and carefully push the battery fully in until it mates with the end of the keyboard unit. Chapter 2, page 7. Next, replace the companion into the carry case as described in section 2.7. 2.9, serial and parallel ports. There are two connectors on the back edge to your right. A 9-pin male connector is just to the right of center. This is the serial port, which may be used to connect to modems, embossers or printers which have serial interfaces, or to other computers. It is also used when the companion is used as a remote synthesizer for another computer. To the right of the serial port is a 25-way female connector, which is the parallel port. This may be used to connect to embossers or printers which have parallel interfaces, or to the external floppy disk drive. 2.10, floppy disk drive. 2.10.1, purpose. The floppy disk drive need only be connected when it is required to back up files or reload the KeySoft program. You may store data such as documents or address lists on a floppy disk. It is good practice to back up data like this in case you accidentally lose the originals. You may also transfer data to another computer with a floppy disk. Also, the KeySoft program itself is supplied on a floppy disk as a backup for the program and data storage card in the rare event that the card contents become corrupted. Reloading KeySoft with the floppy disk drive is described in Appendix A. 2.10.2, connection. The floppy disk drive is a box with 4 small feet on the underside. A cable emerges from the back near the right-hand corner. Place the disk drive with the cable to the rear and put the companion next to it. There are 2 connections to be made, one for data and one for power. First locate the parallel port, which is the larger of the 2 connectors, on the back of the companion to the right. Insert the plug of the disk drive cable into the parallel port. The connectors are not symmetrical, so if the plug does not mate, rotate it half a turn and try again. When it is engaged, tighten the two knurled screw heads to lock the plug into place. Chapter 2, page 8. Next, locate the disk drive power cable. This is the longer of the two cables supplied with the companion. Insert the larger plug into the socket on the back of the disk drive near the left-hand corner. Insert the smaller plug on the other end of the cable into the lower socket on the back of the main battery. The disk drive uses significant power, so you should connect the AC adapter to the companion while the disk drive is in use. If this is not possible, ensure that the main battery is well charged. Use of the disk drive will terminate a fast charge. This can be restarted after you've finished using the disk drive by switching off the AC adapter for a few seconds and then switching it on again. If you want to use a parallel embosser or printer at the same time as the disk drive, connect it to the 25-way socket on the back of the disk drive. When the connections have been made, turn on the disk drive by raising the toggle switch on its back left-hand corner. 2.10.3 Handling Disks. The disk drive will accept 3.5-inch floppy disks. To insert a disk in the drive, first orientate the disk. The underside has a round metal hub at its center. The leading edge has a sliding metal cover and several small indentations along it. With the hub downwards, insert the leading edge into the long horizontal slot in the front of the drive. Continue to press the disk right inside the drive against spring pressure until it engages with an audible click. To eject a disk, press the eject button, which is below and to the right of the disk slot. Keep your finger or thumb below the disk so that it can eject freely. Ensure that a disk is not being accessed when you eject it, as this could destroy information on the disk. Listen for the gentle whirring of the disk drive, indicating that it is still in use. Eject the disk before switching off the companion or drive and before transporting the drive. 2.10.4 New Disks. The disk drive uses 3.5-inch high-density disks with a formatted capacity of 1.44 megabytes. New disks must be formatted before use. Most disks are pre-formatted before they're sold, but if you buy disks that have not been pre-formatted, use the Format command in the Utilities menu as described in Section 12.5. Do not format the disk supplied with your Keynote companion system, or you will erase its contents. Chapter 2, page 9. 2.10.5, Write Protecting a Floppy Disk. A floppy disk has a Write Protect switch to stop accidental overwriting of data. To write protect a disk, follow these steps. Place the disk upside down so that the hub is upwards. The leading edge should be away from you. In the right-hand corner nearer to you, locate the Write Protect tab, a small square plastic tab in a rectangular slot. This tab can slide back and forth. To write protect a disk, use your fingernail or a pen tip to move the write protect tab toward you. It'll click into place. In this position, data can still be read from the disk, but its contents cannot be changed. To unprotect a disk, slide the tab away from you until it clicks into the other position. 2.10.6 Using the floppy disk drive. We've talked about connecting the floppy disk drive, but not how to use it. That requires more knowledge of Keysoft, so it's discussed in Section 4.2, where we describe various ways of storing your documents and the selection of the floppy disk drive. 2.11 PC cards. 2.11.1 General. The companion has two slots for plug-in PC cards, which are sometimes called PCMCIA cards. Slot A on the left edge near the bottom contains the program and data storage card, which stores the Keysoft program and your data. We strongly recommend that you do not remove this card unless it is really necessary. Slot B on the right-hand side may be used for another memory card or a modem. The main battery covers slot B, so to access it, you must remove the main battery and fit the battery extender cable, which is like the disk drive power cable but much shorter. Insert one end into the companion power socket on the right-hand side toward the back. Plug the other end of the cable into the connector which protrudes from the main battery on the same face as the tongue. 2.11.2 Installation. To install a PC card in either slot, first orientate the card. The front is the short edge on which the indentations of a 68-pin connector may be felt along its entire width. Chapter 2, page 10. Hold the front edge away from you. Run your fingers along this edge and just around the corners where you'll find some polarizing ridges. If the card is facing upward, there will be two ridges on the right-hand side. The groove between them can be detected with a fingernail. On the left, there'll be one ridge. If necessary, turn the card over so there are two ridges on the right and one on the left. Switch off the companion and locate the PC card slot. Put the front edge of the card in the slot and push it into the slot, making sure that the card is parallel to the companion. The card should slide freely until it is almost fully inserted. You'll feel some resistance as the card is fully inserted. If it stops with parts still protruding, remove it and ensure that it is face upward. To remove a PC card, push the eject button firmly on the appropriate side of the companion near the front corner. The card will be disengaged from its connector and then may be slipped out from its slot. End of chapter 2. End of cassette 2, side 4. Reading continues on cassette 3, side 5, with chapter 3, The Word Processor.